In the New Egypt, I believe that nothing is impossible. In other words, making a change is achievable. It is all about believing in a cause and struggling for it. I could clearly remember my friends from school when they used to make fun of me when I said, "We can definitely change Egypt." But I've always believed in the power of youth and what they can do for the future of their country. The young anti-government protesters were able to reach their goal for the opposition movement and overthrow Mubarak's regime, whose 30-year rule was marked by allegations of corruption, political oppression, and rising poverty. The January 25th revolution that was led by young people was hugely a symbolic victory for all Egypt. It changed the face of modern history, and the whole world was witnessing one of the most peaceful and civilized revolutions. I believe the change is taking place to reach further goals like constitutional reform, democracy, employment, and better conditions for all Egyptians. And for those who fear that the youth of Egypt do not have a real vision for change, I say that we know for sure what we don't want. It has become clear that our voice will always be an earnest reflection of what we aspire for regarding how we want our country and our lives to run, and who will be our next president and next government. The Egyptian youth, repeating the slogans of revolution through the crystal clear voice of freedom and human rights, have proven to the whole world that they are very powerful. And those martyrs who died in the Tahrir Square definitely contributed to making the new Egypt with firm steps forward. If you have actively participated in the revolution at the Tahrir Square, thank you for your effort. But if you didn't get the chance, don't feel bad, because you can still leave a remark and work on further changes that should be taking place in the next steps. Now the time has come to seek change and secure the future of Egypt. Make your slogan participation instead of observation. And remember that the change we reached has made being an Egyptian a sense of belonging to be proud of. You don't have to only refer to your grand-grandparents, the pharaohs, anymore to be proud. It is just enough to say that you belong to the January 25th generation, those who are almost changing the world. And this I believe.